We finally have someone at ESPN who is not afraid to speak their mind. We finally have someone at ESPN who's a free thinker, doesn't fall into groupthink, doesn't repeat the woke political talking points. And you guys know who I'm talking about. Stephen A. Smith. I kid. Stephen A. Smith is the exact opposite of all the traits I just mentioned. Stephen A. is a loyal comrade. He is given his script, he does what he's told, and he gets on his knees in front of the executives at ESPN, and he gladly kisses the ass for that $1 million paycheck that he receives every month. The person that I'm talking about at ESPN, they actually have a set of balls, and I'm not talking in the transgender sense either. I'm speaking metaphorically when I say that, because I'm talking about Sage Steele. To be honest, I'm surprised that Sage Steele still has a job at ESPN. Last summer, when ESPN was in the midst of taking their woke bath, Sage Steele publicly blasted the network. She said ESPN had become too left-leaning. She alluded to the fact that they silenced dissenting voices and that voices like hers were not allowed to be heard, which is strange when you think about it. Last year, ESPN was all about victimizing black people. They're all victims of an oppressive system. We must stand up for minorities and end racism. Well, here you have a black woman. I guess I should say half black, but whatever. Sage Steele's a black woman. But here you have Sage Steele, a minority at ESPN, the network supposedly fighting for her rights, silencing her. Why? Why? Because Sage Steele isn't the right kind of black woman. You see, she doesn't check the most important box. On the resume of Sage Steele, the box next to woke or social justice warrior remains unchecked. It's blank. She didn't fall into line with the movement. Last summer, Sage Steele was not allowed to participate in ESPN's primetime special on ending racism, which ended up being a blessing in disguise for her, since that special was the lowest-rated primetime airing in 25 years at the network. Seems America didn't care about ESPN's views on social justice. Yesterday, Sage Steele continued her criticism of ESPN. She was on Jay Cutler's podcast, which is excellent, by the way, if you haven't checked it out. I was never a fan of Jay Cutler, NFL quarterback. Jay Cutler off the field is my dude. He doesn't give a shit what you think. I like that. Jay Cutler is in a great position. He's made his money. He is set for life. He doesn't have to worry about vaccine mandates or bowing down to some agenda that he doesn't agree with. Sage Steele, not that fortunate. Yesterday, Jay Cutler noticed that Sage Steele had a Band-Aid on her arm. He asked, "What the hell happened?" She told him that she had just gotten her vaccine. In case you guys didn't know, Disney and ESPN have mandated that all their employees be vaccinated by September 30th. This mandate caused Allison Williams, a veteran college football reporter, to leave the network a few weeks ago. She publicly stated that she didn't want to get the vaccine because she was trying to have another child. She didn't know the effects the vaccine would have on fertility. Fair enough. That's her choice. That's her right. But have no fear, the SJWs say. The CDC says the COVID vaccine has no effect on fertility. Yeah, I looked on the list of institutions that I trust. The CDC ain't one of them. The Center of Disease Control has become political. The CDC is supposed to control disease. So when I see the director, I think her name's Michelle Walensky, when I see her on the news talking about the need for gun control, the little trust I had in the CDC evaporates. A couple of months ago, the CDC actually released a new list, a list of banned words. The people who were supposed to be working on containing the COVID, which is supposedly out of control, they have enough time on their hands to educate all of us little people on what words are no longer acceptable. But I digress. Let's get back to Sage Steele. Like Allison Williams, Sage Steele was hesitant about the vaccine. However, she felt like she was being forced into taking it. She told Jay Cutler that she wasn't ready to get the shot, but she really needed her job. She was left with a choice: get a shot that you really don't want, or lose your high-paying job. The other night, Scott Van Pelt blasted NBA players for being hesitant about getting the Kobe vaccine. LeBron James actually has been adamant that NBA players should be allowed to decide for themselves whether they want to be vaccinated or not. One of the rare instances where I actually agree with LeBron James. I don't like anything being mandated. I prefer everyone have the right to decide for themselves what they want to do with their own health care. Scott Van Pelt doesn't agree. He blasted Andrew Wiggins. He blasted Kyrie Irving. He said NBA players have always trusted doctors with their health care, never questioned them. So why question them now? He said athletes don't question other vaccines. They don't question the polio vaccine. Why would they question the COVID vaccine? Well, Scott Van Pelt, I'm going to answer that question for you. Actually, I'm going to allow Kamala Harris to illustrate it herself. Check out this clip from the vice presidential debate just last September.
For life to get back to normal, Dr. Anthony Fauci and other experts say that most of the people who can be vaccinated need to be vaccinated. But half of Americans now say they wouldn't take a vaccine if it was released now. If the Trump administration approves a vaccine before or after the election, should Americans take it, and would you take it?
If the public health professionals, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
There is your answer. For months leading up to the election last year, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris tarnished the legitimacy of the vaccine. Everywhere they went, they told people, you can't trust the vaccine because the evil orange man was behind it. Which, if you have a thinking brain, you know that's absolutely ridiculous. Donald Trump was not sitting in some lab making the concoction that would become the COVID vaccine. All he did was fast-track the damn thing. But common sense, it doesn't apply to these people. All that matters is the agenda. They spent months drumming up fear about this vaccine. They politicized it. Once Joe Biden and Kamala Harris got into office, all of a sudden, the vaccine is great. Trust us, we have your best interest in mind. Dr. Fauci gave his stamp of approval. You should trust Dr. Fauci's judgment because he has been right about absolutely nothing for the past 18 months. I wouldn't trust Anthony Fauci to successfully dissect a frog. But the point is, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, along with the mainstream media, spent months tarnishing the legitimacy of the COVID vaccine. But now, they want the same people they convinced to not trust it to suddenly trust it? It doesn't work that way. If you want someone to blame for people being hesitant, blame yourselves, blame the media. You guys created this mess. I don't remember another time in my life where a virus and its vaccine have been this political. Do I believe the COVID vaccine is safe? I do. Do I think it's effective? Sure. To be honest with you, if I didn't have the antibodies, I would get vaccinated myself. But do I think the vaccine should be mandated? Absolutely not. Credit to Sage Steele for having the courage to speak her mind. Make no mistake about it. What she's doing, that is not easy. Most people wouldn't have the courage to do it. She quote tweeted something from Clay Travis the other day. He showed statistics of the number of children who have died from the COVID nationwide and the number of kids killed by violence in Chicago just this year. 214 kids nationwide since the pandemic started have died from the COVID. 302 have been killed by violence in Chicago this year. Where's the outrage? I would be willing to bet most of those kids in Chicago are minority children. How come no one is talking about saving them? These idiots are more concerned with your kid wearing a damn mask than they are about them being victims of violence. I don't know what's going to happen with the future of Sage Steele at ESPN. I can't imagine that they are pleased with the comments that she's been making. One thing, though, that Sage Steele has working in her favor, she falls into a protected class at ESPN. Maybe that will work to her benefit. All right, time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on Sage Steele blasting ESPN. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.